The bartender asked me, what's it gonna be? I said nothing, he just smiled at me.
Hey guys, it's Kana Cox. I'm here hanging out with Donald Jenkins on his show, Nashville Hits Collecting Dust.
Nashville, gosh, I can't talk, Kevin. Sorry, hold on. It's Donald with Nashville Hits Collecting Dust.
We're not even halfway through the day, pal.
We haven't even started. Right? 3 seconds.
I got up
in.
Early this morning. I'm not going to lie. This morning was like, I should say last night was like Christmas Eve. And I'm going to tell you why.
Because right.
I love doing this.
There you
I
go.
Love doing this. And I tell you, I normally don't have three in one day.
Three in one day?
We normally have one.
Triple header.
Oh, yeah.
And we have three.
What
of
time
you.
Is the one usually
Phenomenal.
At?
Phenomenal. 10:30 a.m.
A.m. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, when you're like fresh and you
post
know.
Post coffee, post breakfast.
Yep.
Just, wide awake.
And you put it all in, right? And then you chill out for the rest
and
of the day.
And then you have another one at 4, so let's see if you hold
up. Yeah, we got another one at 4:30. So, but I was so excited I couldn't sleep. I know it sounds
that.
Weird.
No,
not,
I understand.
Not in the, like, I'm bouncing off the walls. I just love doing this.
I understand,
so,
man.
I had three of you guys coming in the day, and I couldn't sleep. So
there
I was
go.
Up at 5 a.m. this morning.
That is no
getting
way.
Everything scheduled, so.
I haven't been up in 5 in forever.
But hey, we're hanging out with Kanan Cox. Hey, bud.
What's up? How are you guys?
Man, any better, and I couldn't stand it. I tell you, this is very unique. I'm excited about this one, Super Sick McCarty. I don't know if you know this, but Kanan and I met 100% strictly social media.
That's it. Way to go, Instagram.
Hey.
Give me some details.
Well, if you're listening out there, thank you.
Because there's a lot that
First
we
of
like.
All, thank you.
Social media, what does that really mean?
Yeah. Social, I don't know. You tell me.
Well,
I
social
guess
media.
You found me how, right?
Yeah, I just found you. I think you'd liked a couple of my stuff. You know, every time I post anything, I'm always like hashtag Nashville, hashtag anything like that.
Sure.
And I just found you on your Instagram, your feed, your podcast here. And I saw you posting all these things with interviews and people playing music. And I was like, I just want to reach out. I just want to be on the show. I want to, you know, just get some eyes on it. And you seem like a cool guy. So I was like, reached out, just sent you a message on Instagram.
Yeah.
And bada boom, bada bing, here we are.
Yeah. So in my former life, which technically I guess is not, we're always in sales regardless, right?
Yeah.
Like you're selling something, right?
Of course.
You product ideas, service, music. But I always used to say, you know, well, all right, so what's your intro script? Like, I mean, and you did well. And here's what I mean by that. If I had to break down your intro script.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm saying this for the audience because a lot of people want to know, hey, how do you network? How do you meet people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you just think, not that I'm talking about myself, but you're like, I would never be able to get in touch with them or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it was really cool. You're like, hey, man, I, you know, love your stories, right?
Because
you watch my Instagram stories.
Exactly.
Right? We had a mutual, old mutual
friend.
Like, I hadn't seen him in
years.
Dustin
Kirkendall,
this
guy that did my music video, and I was actually just talking to him, and I had messaged him about saying, like, hey, I'm reaching out to these people about trying to just get some eyes and network, and he was like, oh, tell him I said, hey, I actually know the guy. I worked with him a long time ago. And so, but I saw your story. You were doing some kind of crazy aerobics with like some kind of group plank. And I was like, that sounds fun. I'd like to be a part of that for sure. So
definitely never know what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what I was doing now, but that's fun. You sent me over there your stuff and you were awesome. Really
well, thank
good.
You so much.
Really
thank
good.
You.
I'm like, absolutely. So here you are.
Here I am, man.
Thanks
yeah.
for coming on, dude.
Thank you for having me. I'm
and
excited.
And let me just say that, you know, you got a lot of, in just the little times that we talked back and forth, you got some great stories already that I've already heard of. So I want to get into those.
Okay.
Really just kind of your story and then what you got going on right now.
All right.
And then Kevin, we get a sneak peek of something that hadn't been even dropped yet.
Yes, you are.
That's what's happening.
That's kind of what started the whole thing is, I'm dropping a music video I did with Dustin. That's how we had that contact and dropping April 10th. And I just wanted to get as many people to see it as possible. And so if you're listening in and you're watching,
man,
you're gonna get a sneak peek.
Woo!
So,
hey, I know I'm not giving a spoiler alert note, but it's hot. That's really the only way
is.
I can describe it. I've seen it, and I don't want to say viewer discretion advised.
No, I mean,
right?
Like I said, if you watch any any other music videos and whatnot, as far as country music goes, we push the limits, but. I'd let, you know.
Great song.
I'd let my nephews watch it. Or
great video.
Maybe. But maybe if
How
like
old the, are your nephews?
Maybe if the aunts and like there, maybe the parents were gone, you know, like, hey, this is, we can watch this. Just, you know, close your eyes on some parts. But
again.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. But yeah.
It's good. It's really
thank
good.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
but it's really hot.
Yeah.
That's really the only way I could say that.
That's, you know, that's,
I had to ask, I go, are y'all dating? And you were like, no. And I'm like, y'all we should
actually
be dating.
We just met that day.
Yeah.
We met that day, you know, Dustin, I was trying to find a girl for it and I had someone in mind and that fell through. And Dustin was like, well, I know a girl that, that I've shot before and whatnot. And she's totally in and ready to go. So yeah. Met up and just went for it.
Well, I want to put this out there, mm-hmm. That if you ever have music videos that you need a guy,
okay.
Right, that has a skill set of, you know, interacting
oh,
with
yeah?
females in music videos.
Like the way that I was interacting in
correct.
Mine. Okay.
Right. I'm just saying that I have a skill set and a type of experience. So
I believe that. Okay. Yeah. I'll keep you in mind.
This yeah. has now become,
it's an ongoing,
like,
he's actually networking with me now. He's actually like, hey, right. yeah. well, I want to be a part of your team.
Yeah. The segue of what just happened is yeah. now we've turned this segment into something, just like Super Troopers did with me, like meow. yeah. This is now that version of Donald talking about right. his Sam Hunt in
oh, yeah.
video.
Yeah.
Experience. We watched that before.
So if he tries to find this little thing and just digs in, he loves it.
Well, I've learned that I have to get ahead of the train because yeah. if I don't, Kevin will. All right,
there you go.
And
you know?
I've learned that I rather just start it.
There you right? go. Just
kind
get
of
in front
go
of
ahead
it.
And throw myself under the bus, so that way I don't feel like I'm caught off guard yep. when Kevin doesn't throws it on the screen or something like that.
Well,
so.
There you go. Well,
he's got me.
Yeah. Nah. So anyway, we've learned and we've evolved.
Well, we are.
That's my claim to fame. So
there it is.
There you go. That's all
you
I
know.
Got.
You're working on it, man.
Yeah. I mean that. You know, I made a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
So. I don't know.
If you can't see him, he just did a sweet eye roll. So kidding.
No, but it was awesome. So
yeah, there you go. Well, I am experience. Doing another one with the same director. There, we're doing another video pretty soon for another one off the album. So there you go. We'll see what happens.
Same girl.
Possibly. I don't know if it's going to be the same scenario, though.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You might
maybe
have...
we're fighting this time. I'm really good at fighting with girls too.
There you go.
So, yeah.
There you go.
I can do that.
I think me and you would be tussling a little bit in the video. Not in that way, but
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well,
get your yeah. popcorn ready.
I don't know. Listen, you're younger and bigger than me. I don't know if
no.
I'm gonna do that. So
no
let's. Well, that's cool. God, the stuff we talk about. I don't know. So you tell us about your history. How did you get here? I know we talked earlier. You were on a cruise ship for a while, which
yeah.
was
that's been like. Honestly, like a 4-year plan. I've always, you know, always wanted to come to Nashville, been chasing music, playing and writing songs. And, you know, this money, it's not cheap to live and, you know, buy groceries and do all of that. And just even, you know, doing videos and networking and all that kind of stuff. So I just told myself I'm going to go on cruise ships for a good while. It's, you know, easy money, save it up. And when I'm ready to go to Nashville. And that was a great way also to just build a fan base. A lot of people, you know, you get 3,000, 4,000 people a week passing through on ships from all over the world. So that was a great way to network and build that fan base up. And that's what I did.
Hey, and it's not like you were roughing it.
Oh, no, you're not roughing
let's,
it at all, man.
Honest.
It's the cruise ship life for entertainment is pretty leisurely, let's say that. It's
you got to travel the world.
You travel the world, you get paid to do it, and you're doing what you love, man. Playing music for a lot of fun people. I know a lot of good, you know, good friends. Some people, when I came out with my latest album in September, you know, I got people from Australia, England, you know, out in, even in Texas and whatnot, just emailing me, hey, I'll PayPal you some money, send me a CD. Like, we loved you when we saw you there. And that's just awesome.
Oh, that's great.
It's just an awesome, you know, feeling like as an independent artist, you know, people out there yeah. wanting to, you know, wanting your stuff, wanting your music, something that you've been working really hard for. So,
yeah, that's amazing. Yep. If any Carnival cruise ship out there just wants somebody that can talk. I'm not really a comedian, but
cruise director. You would be a great cruise director.
Yeah.
You're kind of the
entertainer.
You're the fun.
Just
you're the,
well, do you they have a boat like MC? Is that kind of what
well,
it's called?
Yeah, it's called no, it's called the cruise director. You have a cruise director and then you have hosts. Like those are the people who host like the bingo and all of the trivia and stuff. But you have a guy or a lady who is the cruise director and they get on every couple hours and they're just like, hey, blah, 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 go see this and come check out. We're doing the show tonight. And you're basically just the, if you're looking for entertainment,
I'm directing
you're
people.
The guy to go. And yeah. you're all always out and about on the ships and whatnot. And yeah, you would be a great.
That's a dream job.
Dude, it is phenomenal. Travel the world. I know plenty of people. I know some hookups, man.
Dude, so here's an interesting twist that you could do to this where we've done Nashville, We Have a Problem.
Right.
But this is the cruise ship edition.
Oh, okay.
That could be a little dangerous.
So typically he'll you know, ask people that have been on the road a lot, like, what were some problems that people ran into? We've never had a cruise ship edition.
A cruise ship edition,
so I don't know if there's anything that popped up during
the cruise
your excursions.
I went.
Don't act like you don't have some great stories.
I had some great, nothing crazy on the ship. I mean, I was usually on the bigger ships, and the bigger the ship, the less like crazy and rocky it is. I was usually on the bigger ones, but we were hiking this mountain. I think it's Mount Liamiga in St. Kitts, and you have to like go out there and just pay someone. You can't like do an excursion. You have to go out there and find like a villager and be like, we want to hike this mountain because it's, I think it's like 38,000 feet, and halfway up you stop and you have to like climb ropes and rocks and all this kind of stuff.
And they're probably not like insured and bonded.
Oh no, this is a guy, you know, who looks like, he, you know, it's a person who's definitely lived there. But anyways, long story short, me and my girlfriend at the time had gone, and we had met up with a couple from the ship who also had the same idea. We're like, let's go hiking. And they were, you know, maybe mid 40s, and this was a hike. Long story short, we go there, the husband couldn't make it. And so the guy was like, hey, just go down back to the car. And we were already halfway there. He's like, go back to the car and we'll meet you back. Got to the top, came all the way back down, and he wasn't there. And we were like, what is happening? Like, where is this guy? And we ran back through the woods. We tried to find him. You know, obviously the wife was freaking out, and we got back to the ship. The ship took off. The wife got back on board, grabbed her stuff, stayed in St. Kitts. Like all of her stuff was gone. And they actually found him 4 hours later. He had fallen off the trail, gotten lost. And they actually met us in the next port of call and got back on, and they were super thankful for us and, you know, like helping them out and whatnot. But that was probably the craziest story.
Yeah.
And me and this guy just ran, and I left my girlfriend and the wife there. And there was another guy like at the little this part where we parked. And I just had a moment of taking Liam Neeson. And I was just like, what if this was a plan? What if they're out here and they're going to kidnap these women? And so I just stopped completely and I ran back and I was like, are y'all like, okay, we're safe, we're going. Like, I'm not leaving you guys two girls here alone. So that was probably the craziest.
That's good.
Yeah, it was, other than that, you know, pretty smooth sailing.
Cruise ship, we have a problem.
Yeah. Yes. So.
Well, I'd probably have, you know what, we're not going to go there. I would, if you're listening to this, and this might be the last podcast, if that's the case, you can blame Kanan because I may be ship director.
There you
from here on out.
It is so, it's good. It's a good life, especially maybe just once. Just get out there and do it.
I told myself the first time I went out with a buddy on tour, this was years ago, but the first night I went out, I was like, you know what? I was made for the road. Like I was born for the road.
You like traveling when I am.
And then the second night I was like, yeah, I was literally born for the road.
Oh yeah.
Third night, I'm like, I love the road, but it hurts a little bit, you know? And that fourth night, I'm like, get me to my bed, right?
I don't know if I could do it. You know, on cruise ships, I get my own room and whatnot, but I've never been on tour on the road or anything like that, so I'm not sure if I could.
You got it.
I'm not sure if I could do it. If I had my own little space, maybe, but, you know, share. How many people did you share? Like, you shared a bus with or a van
we were
with?
On the bus, yeah.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I was doing probably more playing than working.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
works.
I was along for the ride. So,
yeah, well.
Let's be honest.
Wait, so what would be the alternative for you? Like, what would work be? Like,
well, what I mean by working is, I wasn't on stage, so therefore I didn't have to worry about whether I could sing the next night or not. Right.
There
so,
you go.
You know, my friends that are out on tour, not that they don't let loose, but they are aware that this is a marathon.
Yeah, this is, it's hard work out there.
I came out the chute fast. All right. So I'm just there saying, and then learned that it was a marathon. So
there
I just, you know, I just made that comment just to say that, like, any, too much, it's the true statement. I don't want to sound like your dad here, but like, it's so true that too much of a good thing. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
too much of a good thing. You think cruise ship all the time? You're like, yeah, for about the first week.
It does get a little,
and
even,
then, you know,
even as an entertainer and whatnot. Yeah, it's, you reach 2 months in and you're like, I just need to drive a car. I want to buy my own groceries. I want to, you know, just, I want to check my mail.
I don't ever want to see another buffet.
Yeah. I want, you just want to, you want to feel like a normal human being. So coming back off a cruise ship and whatnot is, you take for granted the things that we have in life, just like driving a car and listen to the radio and being able to eat at certain times.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So how long have you been in Nashville then?
Nashville, I just moved here in September. I got up here in September, gave myself couple months there just to get settled in, find a place, find a, you know, find a job to be able to pay the bills and whatnot. And then I hit it hard January. So I gave myself that 3 month time to just get settled. And then I came here, started hitting it hard. And I think I hit it real hard at the worst time, I guess. This could be wrong, or maybe it's just my image of it here, but I went downtown and tried to talk to people. And in the wintertime, not too much is going on just because it's cold outside and, you know, the Broadway and downtown and the events. So I did a lot of networking and talking, and they were just like, oh yeah, give us our stuff. You know, we'll let you know when we get back going. And that's exactly what happened. You know, it's beautiful outside now. Hopefully it won't snow tomorrow, you know, the south weather here.
Seriously.
But people started contacting me about playing gigs and, you know, writers rounds and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of all falling together for sure.
You know, I tell people all the time, like it takes time, right?
Oh, it takes a lot of time. Yeah.
And really a lot of it, I know you're out there hustling, cause obviously that's how we met. A lot of times though, I tell people that it's not as much as what you say or do. Sometimes it's just being seen first. Like you just have to be seen so much first.
Yeah. Even that, you know, philosophy there of just trying to get booked, not even about being seen playing, but I found that most of the times I'm getting booked or being, like for stuff like that, is showing up.
Right.
And like watching.
And that's what I mean by being seen. I'm like somebody literally looking at your face going, I don't know you, but you look familiar. And it's because you kept crossing paths.
Exactly. And that's all of the gigs that I've been playing have been that way. I've either went and watched a friend or just checked out a writer's round and, you know, saw the person who was hosting it. And just after the writer's round, hey, it's I write, I do this. You know, I'm doing the same thing everyone else here is doing. I'd love to just be a part of what you're bringing to the table. And, you know, here's my stuff. Here's a link. Here's my card. Shake hands, smile, all of that kind of stuff. And you get...
Kevin, it sounds like sales, buddy.
It sounds like a
numbers game.
This is a handshake town.
Yeah,
it is.
You got to shake a bunch of hands.
But, shake a lot of hands and smile a lot. And
yeah,
hopefully you're...
It makes sense. I mean, it's going to pay off for those people that do what you're doing versus just sit around and wait.
I'll tell you what. As much as you might be listening to this going, or, you know, it's actually, if you think about it, it's good news. Like, it's actually a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like that's pretty standard for everybody. So it almost puts everybody at least on the same field. So you don't always have to go into something going, I have to be the one that was born with the...
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, you might be the one that's born with that. And, you know, I hope you are. But if you... don't always feel that way. What I'm saying is, like, it's actually a good thing that you know that regardless if you are or not, you can go out there and you can shake it's up to you.
Yeah.
It's to shake all, as many hands, right?
Exactly. It's all up to you. And, you know, you send all these emails and you think, you know, you come into town, you don't really know. Nashville is so overwhelming. And I mean, I know this could be totally just stereotypical. You know, if you want to be on Broadway, you go to New York, you audition, you get an agent, you go to LA, you want to be in movies, you do that. With music in Nashville, it is so overwhelming sometimes, I think. But it wasn't at first, you know, when I was thinking like, oh, Nashville, what do I need to do? I need to do this. I need to go over here. I need to blah, blah, blah. But then you get here. And like we just said, just showing up and networking and knowing that, like, you know, just knowing that you've got, you know, everyone else is doing it. And if you think, believe in yourself, like I could be doing that, then do it.
Yeah. It's the hardest thing to try to communicate to someone, you know, like yourself and maybe, well, younger and just earlier in the career to say how, because there's not the perfect equation, but there is, I think, the perfect mindset.
Exactly.
That's what I talk about. Because a lot of people want me to tell them, do this, do this, do this. Yeah. Right. The thing is, I could tell you five stories of five friends that have gone from, you know, ramen noodles to stadiums, right?
Yeah.
All five of them got their different ways.
Exactly.
But I can give you the commonality of their mindset.
Exactly. Everyone's just balls to the walls, hardworking, and
it's not always, you know, the rocket science, but it's, you know, there are some specifics, I think, that, you know, we have some nuggets that maybe, you know, people that haven't been in town or around it know. But at the end of the day, that's kind of what I talk about. I always talk about mindset. Mm-hmm. And then I'll hear any and all your ideas, and I'm not going to 100% be able to say right or wrong, you know, but I can talk about your mindset.
Yep.
You know, and that's really the biggest thing that I think when it comes to success. And that's why really our audience, I hope a lot of them are pursuing music, but even if they're not, I love them hearing this, because if it's not music, they can take whatever they're hearing and apply it in their lives.
Yeah, going off of that, just I was really into fitness about a year and a half ago. I was about 250, 250 pounds. And just, I mean, I was always an athletic build. And, you know, it was either go to college for football or music. And I chose music. But just having the right mindset in everything, every option of your life, you set goals and, you know, you put in the determination and consistency of it all. And just the overall compass of what brings to the table, like the fitness and all the stuff like that, it goes into other aspects of your life.
Sure.
And I try to do that with music, with my fitness, with every aspect of your life, of just bettering yourself, knowing, and that was the first challenge was when I started, was knowing that, like, okay, you know, just because I'm this doesn't mean I can't get better.
Right.
And just knowing, like, okay, just accepting you are good
so
enough.
So how do you think, what do you think the biggest, I have my opinion, but I think the biggest bell curve, I guess, between success and failure is one's ability to deal with rejection.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, I think our worst fear, even though I think we build it up a lot more than what it ever would be.
Yeah.
Right. But it's like we hear somebody say personally to you, no, mm-hmm. you're not good enough, right? That freaks us out so much, right?
In it general. Does.
So what do you think, what is your way, I guess, of dealing with that?
I feel like I've been a little blessed in that that little category because I grew up in musical theater. That was my degree in musical theater. And so you get turned down a lot. You go out, you try out for these parts, you try out for shows, you try out for this, and you just constant no's. And you just kind of got to take it with a grain of salt, like, especially in this town. You know, I've sent out a lot, like I said, a lot of emails, shaked a lot of hands, but still not, you know, still not booked as much as you'd like to be.
Sure.
But take the small successes for big success. You know what I mean? Just even being on the show, like taking it as something that's something to grow on, something to build on. So don't, never get put down by something that there's a bazillion people in the world and one person saying no to you is, you know, there's probably five other people saying yes,
right?
But you just haven't met them yet. So.
Yeah. And, Kevin, how many of those stories have we heard? And not just the, hey, I learned how to get past the no's, but I remember we had Carly Pierce on and she was, you know, she had the record deal and the publishing deal and lost it. And mm-hmm. that at the time was the worst thing ever.
That sounds horrible.
Looking back now, she says was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
All right, so
using it as motivation.
Well, motivation, but I mean, she wouldn't be where she is now if that hadn't happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a perspective. It's kind of what I like to say. Corey Crowder has a great, you know, saying that he was like, there's never ever really one big break. There's a million small breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But to get those million small breaks, some of the breaks are no's.
Yeah.
You don't see it at the time.
Yep.
But believe it or not, that no was a break.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but that's a mindset. That's a perspective. And that's kind of what I talk about is like, you know, people are scared of rejection and I'm talking to myself here.
Right? Yeah.
I don't want anybody to say no to me or say I'm not good. Why? I mean, that hurts, right? But if you're breathing and have a heartbeat,
exactly,
it's going to happen.
And I'm a firm believer of everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if you have that mindset, you know, it helps the no's. It helps that blow of the no and be like, all right, well, maybe it just wasn't meant to be. Something else will come along and just keep that mindset going.
That's awesome.
I heard even this morning, just there was two really successful entrepreneurs that journaled everything that mm-hmm. went wrong and all the no's that they received and all these things, and then did kind of a synopsis. And they said, look, now I know how to make the process from start to finish way, way, way quicker. But they went through it and wrote it down. And it was all those things that said, look, like, we all experience failure and no's and all those things. But like, you don't document them enough, and it turned out to be pages on pages on pages, and they're like, they didn't think it would be that many,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, man, we cut down our start time from idea to functionable products in half.
Because if anything, they knew what not to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It wasn't always, I know what to do.
It's, okay, but I did this,
sure know
failed,
what not to do, yeah.
And now I'm going to try it again a different way, and hopefully there's a better outcome.
That's awesome. Well, I have three questions that I ask every guest. You
okay.
ready?
Yeah.
there's no right or wrong, honestly. Mm-hmm. But I always like to see the comparison. Now, when did you said, I know you played football and sports and all that. When was, do you think, you're like, no, music's it? At what point?
Music, I started playing instruments. I played the mandolin, the fiddle, the piano, and the guitar. And so music's always been a big part of my life. It probably wasn't until my freshman year of college.
Okay.
Got, like I said, it was either music or football. And then I got there for music, and I just, my roommate, and just, you know, being networked with a different kind of people. I didn't even start really singing. I never wanted to be that guy that was in high school, like playing the guitar and be like, oh, look how much I can sing. I just never was that guy for some reason. So then I got into college and started writing some music, and
Hold on. Let's be honest though.
Yeah.
Because you could sing, girls were easier to meet.
Oh, of course. They were easier to meet. Yeah. Okay. Well, I never sang like in the hallways. I mean, I was in the musicals and stuff, so people could know that I sang. But
right. I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
Oh, yeah.
As somebody who can't sing, I know that you know.
Yeah, but do you play the guitar?
Yeah, I like three chords.
That's all you need. It's country music, baby. It's country music, man.
He's not lying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not lying.
So, no, I definitely know that. That's pretty much the sole reason that we pick up, you know, is the ladies.
Absolutely.
If you're out there.
Yeah. So, all right. So here's the question. If you could have coffee with yourself, knowing what you know now,
mm-hmm.
with yourself when, I guess, let's say freshman in college.
Okay.
What would you tell yourself?
To write it all down, like songs. I've written so many songs that I don't even remember. And of course, your writing gets better throughout time.
Right.
And, but I'll sit there and listen to stuff or I'm like, oh my God, I wrote that song. That was such a good song. And especially nowadays, it's so easy, you know, just, hey Siri, make a note or just anything. But then, you know, I didn't have, you know, all the technology wasn't there yet and I just never wrote it down, and I could just have a plethora of songs and just stuff to build off of and look back on and be like, oh, that's a cool idea. Let's work on that. But I don't have it because
I'll agree with you on that. I'll even say and add my two cents that, it's probably even some of the reason why I'm doing this. I have mm-hmm. a lot of friends that have that book and catalog of songs, right? That, in my opinion, are hit songs collecting dust.
Yeah.
But you're right. A lot of even new songs come from, you know, older songs
and ideas
and concepts. So that's awesome. Kevin's actually got a buddy, though, that may help you with that problem. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still doing that?
He is. The capture thing?
Listen to this.
So
this thing's awesome.
Let's hear it.
So it's a good buddy of mine that from Cincinnati, and I'm going to send him this. The shout out, but it's called Capture with a K. And so he came up with a device, like a wearable that looks like a watch almost, but essentially it's always listening to you, not recording, but it's always listening. And so if you tap it, like the top of it, it'll send the last 60 seconds to an app. So then you can go back to it.
That's pretty cool.
So you can download the app and it's free.
Yeah.
It's called Capture K. Thing is, you can use it now, and it's totally great for songwriting on those things. Yeah. Like I want to build in kind of a rev share partnership with him, so I'm like not blowing it up too much.
Gotcha.
That's on its way, Matt. So, but the thing is, you have to have it open all the time, right? So like if you're doing a writing session with some people, like you can have it open on the table, and it's just listening. They're like, dude, what was that? Did you just said play that riff again or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you tap it, and it'll send the last 60 seconds. Pretty brilliant.
That is awesome. I'll definitely have to look into that for sure.
People get concerned though.
Yeah. I mean,
because it's like, dude,
yeah.
I do not want you having the last 60 seconds of what I just said at your disposal.
Yeah, I feel like if you've gotten that could, you know, come in that pros and cons. You know,
I was about to say it goes both ways. Sometimes you're like, oh, that was good.
That was good. I was thinking more like crime scenes.
Oh,
I was thinking like, you know what I mean? Like it could be good that way. Be like, oh, we need to hear but.
So I guess the way, and we'll get back because we can go off. The way he got around it was it's not actually taking and storing what's being said. So it's not recording, which is the like, I guess, gray loophole.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's correct, but that's the way he got around it in some states.
Okay, in some states. All right. Well, cool. I'll definitely have to check that out then.
That was the free read. That's why I wasn't really good. Good job, Kevin.
Yeah.
When it's a paid read, it'll be a lot clearer.
Yeah. There we go. That's all right.
Well, awesome. So write it all down. What about the best advice someone else has ever given you?
Never half-ass two things, whole-ass one thing. Ron Swanson.
Really?
Yeah, from Parks and Recreation. I love that show so much.
I feel like you're slapping me in the face right now, but say that again.
Never half-ass two things, whole-ass one thing. Mm-hmm. Especially just with music, and I'm very hyperactive. I'll be like, oh, this is a sweet music idea. Oh, this is a sweet music video. I need to write this down. Or right. I need to talk to this person. Oh yeah, I need to. And so for me mentally, especially just chasing this dream, I need to be like, I need to just put all of my attention right here until it's complete.
Yeah.
And then I'll move on. And then until then, everyone else is just getting half of me,
yeah.
You know, or a half or a third. And even, like I said, in every aspect of, like, you know, relationships or, you know, like you said, your fitness, you know, anything like that. Just whole ass it, man. Mm. Whole ass. Sorry, Dad, if you're listening.
No, well, I...
Beep.
Do you not listen, watch Parks and Rec?
No.
Oh my gosh,
Ron
you need
Swanson's
to.
Ron Swanson's a great character.
Ron Swanson is basically my father.
You're going to need to drive. I've had 11 whiskeys.
Okay.
I'm going to want all the eggs and bacon that you have here. Excuse me, sir. I think you misheard me. I want all of your bacon, all of your eggs. Okay.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Do y'all just want a room or something?
Yeah,
sure, cool. Man. Just keep up with it. Funny stuff.
Oh,
Andy, yeah, man. Andy's my favorite. He's the best person in the world. Anyways.
Listen, I'm spending most of my time trying to whole ass one thing. Not see. Look at y'all.
You're right.
Over there. All
right.
Throw us under the bus.
Threw it right,
know, right
back at you. Jeez. How's that?
Oh, man.
Dang it.
Eat my own words.
You win. Oh, that's awesome. All right, we'll finish this statement. Donald, Kevin, if you really knew me, though, you would know what?
That I am obsessed with How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
I've seen the series.
The TV show.
Yes. What else is there?
Not literally.
Hey,
I mean,
I'm not going to assume that everybody has seen the show How I Met Your Mother. So
yeah.
If you say that without knowing it's a TV show.
Yeah, I was going to be like, okay, yeah, it's for the listeners. Yeah, I've seen that series 8 times.
All the way through.
All there's 9 series.
All right, so who do you relate to the most?
A couple years ago, Barney Stinson, because he's just like a man,
little
suave man, yeah.
Little player, yeah.
But I love the show so much because all the characters, just so many like life lessons, with like finding that person, finding the person you know you're with.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Love is the best thing we do is one of my favorite quotes from there. So,
good deal. I mine's.
Getting all emotional on here and stuff.
Yeah, that guy kind of
play the sad music.
I was
just
going
keep.
Exactly.
I haven't seen every single episode.
Oh,
but
get out of here! We can't be friends.
Well, okay.
Do you have any of Do you have any of Barney's posters that he has?
I don't
office?
Have any posters of his. No. I am. This is going to sound maybe weird, but I love the show so much. Like I said, there's more. I laugh every time. I've cried at that show. There's tons of stuff that's so good. I'm thinking about getting my next tattoo from something. Nothing crazy. I don't want to get like Barney on
if
my
you get
shoulder.
Barney's face. That's what's
yeah.
Gonna happen,
that's going to be weird. But but that's definitely an idea. Like I said, I've seen it so many times. So
that's awesome. Well, good. Hey, I don't know how to really follow that up. I was about
okay.
to go back
that's a
to
good one.
That's a great one. My show was probably the show Friends, but maybe that's just a generation thing.
'90s How I Met Your Mother is like the 2000s versions of Friends.
That's right.
Yes.
So I can relate in that.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're on the same page. Hey, my favorite part. So you're going to play for us, right?
Yeah, ma'am.
Hey, set up a your song that you want to play, like how, when, why, and where you wrote, and then we'll get the technology going and have you play it for us.
You're good. Okay, Manny. I'm going to play Given Up. I wrote this song. I was in doing like a long distance kind of thing. And of course, long distance is super hard. And we were just always like, oh, we're about to give up. Like, okay, should we just give up? This is hard, blah, 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 blah. And I was just washing the dishes after we had gotten into like this little tiff. And I was just like, I don't want to give up. I don't want to give up on it. Like, I feel like it's something worth saving and worth, you know, holding on to. And literally kind of capture would have been great because my hands were soaking wet with dish soap. So, but I literally had to dry my hands off. I hit record on my phone and just as I was watching it, just kind of like spoke the words.
Yeah.
And then later came back to it with some chords and whatnot. And it's called Giving Up and just saying, yeah, that there's a lot of stuff in the world worth giving up, but you ain't it.
Love it.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, let's break just for a second and then have you play it.
All right.
Cool.
Well, I'm sitting at this rundown bar tonight, surrounded by my thoughts and these are neon lights. The bartender asked me, what's it gonna be? I said nothing, he just smiled at me. I said, Said I ain't had a drink since I met this girl. She's the center of my world. Ain't seen the bottle for a long while. I ain't lit up a pack of cigarettes. Those damn things nearly kill me yet. And I ain't about to break my streak tonight. Yeah, there's a few things in this life worth giving up. Baby, your love is so damn much that it ain't one of them. Girl, I know we're fighting, but please pick up a phone. 'Cause I know you're hurting being there all alone. Girl, I'm sorry, don't you worry, I'm on my way. I know you think I'm drunk when I apologize and say that I ain't had a drink since I met you, girl. You're the center of my world. Ain't seen the bottle for a long while. I ain't lit up a pack of cigarettes. Those damn things nearly kill me yet. And I ain't about to break my streak tonight. Yeah, there's a few things in this life worth giving up. But baby, your love is so damn much that it ain't one of them. Girl, tonight's like tonight is what makes us stronger. So open up this door and let's hold on a little longer. Said I ain't had a drink since I met you, girl. You're the center of my world. Ain't seen the bottle for a long while. I ain't lit a pack of cigarettes. Those damn things nearly kill me yet. And I ain't about to break my streak tonight. Yeah, there's a few things in this life worth giving up. Yeah, there's a few things in this life worth giving up, but you're not one of them. Baby, you're not one of them.
Woo!
Dang! Oh,
yeah. Thank you.
Kane, that was awesome, man.
Thank you so much.
Man, you have like unbelievable vocals.
Thank you
like,
so much,
your
man.
Your voice is great.
Thank you.
And I'm not hitting on you. I'm just saying.
Oh, man, why
like,
not?
Okay. You know. Listen, I'm very secure. I can totally okay, say cool. that. Yes, yeah. I was feeling it over
all right,
here.
Well, thank you so much, man. I'm glad you enjoyed
it. I love the song. Really glad that we connected, dude.
That's, of course.
This is not going to be, I think, the last time that I hear or see from you. So I'm excited
to. Yeah, man.
Watch your journey and say, hey, he was in my living room.
He was in my living room. Well, yeah.
I got it on recording, right?
Awesome, man. Well, thank you for having me for sure.
Man.
I'm glad we connected.
Yeah, so how can, let's do that. Let's tell everybody how we can find you, follow you, and all that good stuff.
I mean, you know, just the good old usual Facebook, Instagram, Kanan Cox. That's the only name out there other than Kanan Smith. I know. That guy.
That guy.
That's okay. But yeah, Instagram, that song actually is on my latest album. You can find it on, everything's on iTunes or Spotify. Just search Kanan Cox, just
and
me.
And the video.
The video, yeah. The music video we are doing, it's the title track off the album, Just Me.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's hot. So
it is hot.
It's hot. So yeah, we're dropping that on Monday, April 10th. So stay tuned for that. We're just going to try to release it everywhere.
Well, my non-legal counselor over there, super sick, I always ask this. Do you promise to come back at some point?
Of course.
On the show.
I'll come anytime you want me to.
Is it, now is it binding?
Officially bound by law.
That's it's fine
from
with me.
From that recording.
I'll take it. Yeah, it's like, all recording.
And this comes from Kevin's legal educational knowledge of...
I've done a lot of hours of law. It's like... Almost one.
Almost one hour.
So, that's more than me, man.
I don't know.
That's more than me. So,
you know,
you're an expert. Awesome. Of course. I'll come back anytime you guys want me, man.
Well, dude,
little jam.
I'm looking forward to it. And at the end of the day, I can say this, you know, you can definitely tell you're passionate about it and enjoying the journey. And that's the best part.
Yes, it is.
So thanks for tuning in, guys. Make sure you subscribe. I don't know why in the world you'd want to miss any of these episodes. But hey, you know, maybe you're not, you know, a cool person. I don't know.
That's probably what it is.
They're like, it has to be that, right?
I'm not cool. I don't want to subscribe.
Cool. All right. Thanks, bud.
See ya.
This has been HIDS Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.